When it's time to scale your business, it's time for Shopify. Get everything you need to grow the way you want. Like, all the way. Stack more sales with the best converting checkout on the planet. Track your cha-chings from every channel, right in one spot. And turn real-time reporting into big-time opportunities. Take your business to a whole new level. Switch to Shopify. Start your free trial today.
And we are live, Mr. Gracie Show 129.
129. There it is. What's up, people? Welcome in.
Getting old, man. Getting old is old. I'm going through, it's going to take a while, but I want to rename like all the episodes, like for the audio portion of it. Cause I had like Gracious 2 in the title and stuff like that. It shouldn't be there. And then they were just kind of generically named like live show, whatever. So I want to go through and, you know, give them names and stuff, but it'll take some time.
Put some keywords in there and shit.
That's right. Giving them behind the scenes baseball here. Shod.
What's our one video up to now? 1.2, 1.3?
1.3, bro.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. Man.
Gotta get and some more like that.
I know. And they're still, I mean, they're commenting on it left and right, so it's cool. People are sharing. Go check us out. Instagram, y'all. We blowing up.
I was wondering viral. Why in particular that one went viral, but hey, that I guess you never know.
Don't question it. Well, so I guess it was in the feed.
I'm questioning to figure out how we can do it again.
Right. I guess just so it was in the feed and then a bunch of people just started commenting on it. I don't know like what if the initial cover picture was good, but something people watched it, liked it, and commented. So
I'll go check the comments. Like, you know, they come up in my notifications on Instagram, and I keep seeing because they're black, and I'm like, that's not what we meant.
You know,
it wasn't a racist thing. I was talking about Dem run and gun control. That's what I was saying, but you know, that's the only I didn't say because it's black
areas. Exactly. And it's a Dem thing. It's a strict gun law thing. It's a poverty thing rather than a race thing. And it's actually by design above all. So it's like just because majority of the people there are black, it is not their fault. It's a form of society there. So, anybody thinking like it's just a happen of circumstance because of the color of their skin, that's a crazy way to think. I do have a funny video to start this off, Chad, and then we'll start ripping on the world for a little bit. Yeah, buddy. This is just, we might have to watch it twice because the way it starts, because it starts off and what I want you to see happens pretty quick. Let's see.
All right. Is there defense and offense faster than, sorry. Step was a little slicker than defense right now.
Oh, good. You good?
I'm good. You're good?
Yeah, great seat, though.
Best in the house, apparently. Yeah, appreciate the assist. All right, let's try that again. Carefully this time. Lakers up 6, and the crowd is having as much. Tonight, the Lakers are turning defense into offense faster than. Step was a little slicker than defense right now.
Oh, good. You good?
I'm good. You're good?
Yeah, great seat, though.
Best in the house, apparently. Appreciate the assist. All right, let's try that again. Hey. Carefully this.
Let's get a better angle there on the, you know, the dress.
Yes, dude. I was like, holy testicle Tuesday. I was surprised nothing popped out there. The way she recovered, though, like there was no ow, there was no heavy breathing. And her commentary was, she's like, got the best seat in the house right there. Like it was
stayed
quick
right
thinking.
On it. Pro, yeah, she's a pro.
Total pro. Brian, we'll see you in the green room, brother. We'll bring you on a little bit. You just missed a cool little video. Oh, that brings me to it, man. I always forget this, too. Our lovely, lovely intro.
There we go.
Hey.
Two voices in the air. They vibe. They glow. They got the kind of spark you want to know. Dropping thoughts like stars, watch them flow. The gracious do. Oh, yeah, it's true. Laughs and wisdom all for you. The gracious do. They're breaking through. Turn it up. some conversations that you wanna feel. Every word's a ride, they've got that deal.
I always forget, Chad, when I'm like trying to talk to the crowd or talk to the audience, like I could look into the camera and they'll know I'm talking to them.
Right.
Every time I'm like kind of pointing towards the screen because I'm talking to you and stuff, not realizing we're playing to the audience.
Camera, what's up?
That's right. Ooh, audience never got this far. What's up? Gracious Five, what'd he say?
Gracious Five.
Yeah. I got some other versions too. I did like a reggae one and stuff like that. But that's our intro, folks. The Gracious Two.
Please like, yeah, subscribe, man. Share, comment, all the good stuff. All the good stuff.
Yes. Subscribe. Folks out there, so Troy, or somebody was asking me, I think it was Troy. If not, it's for some other audience member. They were asking me where they could get the chats all in one spot. YouTube, folks, if you go to our YouTube page, I believe it does a super chat, and it does it from Facebook, does it from Twitch, Kick, every place that we're streaming from live now. I believe all those chats go to the YouTube page. So if you want to see what we see, that'll be the way. What up, Drumming Up Conversation? How you doing? Good little podcast, folks.
Check it out. Mitch in here. The new theme song sounds kind of like Love Lounge.
Hey, now.
Hello. That was not intentional because
that wasn't. That but now that he says it, it kind of does.
It just kind of has love that lounge. That friggin' hoppity beat thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of my least favorite live songs we ever made.
Love Lounge.
I wasn't involved in making it because I wasn't allowed to be. So there's that.
There is that. Yeah. So we'll talk about Brian is coming on. He's been on, I think, three. This is his third appearance. But he went to Ed's cover band shows over the weekend, and I don't think they were too good in his brain. But we'll check in with him a little bit later. And then he's got some stuff he wants to talk about, all the wackiness in the world. Chad, I got to show you this video, dude, and then we'll hop into some other stuff. But this is crazy, man. Let me see.
What we got?
Bottom jeans. Boots with the fur. Got the whole club looking at her.
This is the best.
She, Jessica! Did you sleep with your goddamn teacher?
What?
Did you sleep with your teacher?
What?
Mr.
Wilson?
Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes, you did! Oh my god!
She goes, did you sleep with your teacher? And she goes, who, Mr. Wilson? Like, why would you say his name if you didn't do it? And then she's like, oh my god, this is good.
You're a little slut.
Yeah. Oh, hey, hey. That's not necessary.
You're out of the house.
I was feeling kind of.
Careful, you're out of the house. You're out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Well. In college or
high school. Well, I gotta make faithful. I'm gonna say that I prefer no clothes. I mean, I love when they expose. She threw it back at me. I give her more.
Wow.
I hope she's in college. So she is of age to sleep with her teacher.
Oh, true. True. But I don't think she is. She didn't seem like she was in college range.
Well, I don't know if that's the correct reaction by the mother to kick her out of the house. But hey, you know, I mean.
Slap to the face was a bit much there, but hey, hey.
A little over the top, but hey. Yeah. We don't know the structure of their relationship, so.
It didn't seem too healthy, no matter how you go about it. Like, the mother's fucking just as nuts. It almost seemed like the mother was pissed off that she didn't get to sleep with the teacher and the daughter did, and that's why the mom was so pissed. Yes. You slept with the man I wanted to? How dare you?
You fucked the guy I wanted to fuck.
Right. But how incriminating. Don't do a crime with that chick because she just gave up the dude right away.
Right. Classic friggin' interrogation tactic. Like, you slept with your teacher. Who, Mr. Wilson? Yes.
So what else is going on in the world, Mr. Gracie? Anything crazy going on in the grand scheme of politics or news or anything like that?
Oh, there's always crazy shit going on in politics. I mean, come on. The news.
Who we pissed at this week? Who's fucking up?
I mean, just in general, the protesters in freaking Minneapolis, I understand they're frustrated and they have their grievances with ICE, etc., but the whole premise of the protest is ridiculous to me. You're protesting law enforcement upholding our laws. And there's like they're detaining and deporting American citizens, which isn't true. They have detained some, but they let them go.
Right.
And it's been, I think, like 170 American citizens that have been detained. Great. You show your ID, you're fucking done. Okay. See ya.
Real quick, Chad, I just want to ask you this. Like, when they say detaining and deporting, like American citizens, they're almost saying it like they're doing it on purpose, not like a mistake is being made, is the way they're laying it out.
Yeah. No, that's the media has to label it that way because they are resisting Trump. So 4 years of Biden, 10 million people came in, estimated, illegals from all over the place, criminals from all over the place. And now ICE, we had this discussion before. ICE has been operating for decades in cities without any problems. In fact, there's new video. Well, not new video. There's a video of President Obama giving Tom Homan a medal for his ICE active for deporting people.
Yeah, I saw that.
But it was okay under Obama, but now it's not okay under Trump because resist Trump.
That, and it wasn't covered that heavily either. Like I saw that news article program that put that on TV, and it seemed like it was just like a quick thing. Like, this is 24/7 in your face, like what's going on and all that jazz.
That's by design. That's by design. It's to resist Trump. It's to make Trump look bad. That's all it's for. It's just wild to watch. I keep saying it. No matter what the whole argument is around it, the premise of the whole situation is they are protesting ICE for doing their job and removing criminal illegal aliens from our cities.
Right.
Period. They didn't give a fuck when Obama was doing it. They didn't give a fuck when Clinton was doing it. They didn't give a fuck when Bush was doing it. No one was up in arms. No one was fucking protesting. No one was trying to stop ICE from carrying out their duties. No one was driving up on them. No one was trying to block them in, trying to fight them. Like, no one was trying to do that then. What's different now? And they're going to say, oh, well, it's more aggressive. No, it's not. It's the same fucking thing. You just have more people protesting it because they've been told to resist Trump. Period.
You don't think they're out doing it? Well, actually, I mean, maybe the show is it, like, it seems like it is, but if, as far as the deportation numbers go, it seems like Trump is low, but I don't know if the numbers, cause they were showing like Obama deportation numbers and George Bush deportation numbers, and they were higher than Trump's, but I don't know if those were like the 8 years they were in office or they were going year to year.
All the years that those presidents were in office. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So let me ask you this, Chad. Do you think it was going on at this level under those administrations, or do you think it is happening now a little bit more, but you're seeing it a lot more because people are filming it?
I mean, yes, it's going on more now because there were 10 million people let into our country that shouldn't have been in.
True.
There's a massive amount of unvetted criminals that are let into the country.
Yep.
But it's also being covered way more.
True. Yeah, it's a lot.
Fact, I wouldn't say way more. It's been covered, period. Like, they didn't cover ICE during Obama. They didn't cover ICE during Clinton. They didn't cover ICE. They didn't go out and follow them around and see what they were doing and look at every arrest they were doing and cry due process for every fucking arrest they're doing. It just didn't happen because no one cared.
Right. I want to play a quick little video before we bring Brian on. Dude, this is crazy, bro. This is I don't know if this, it says it's not AI, but what these mountain goats are doing, it looks so fucking unreal that I think it's AI, but it looks like it would be AI, but I don't think it is. This is kind of cool. Check this out. This is the point of view of mountain goats running like down a mountain.
Oh, they strap a camera on them?
Yeah, on one of them, and it's following one, so it's a cool view. I don't have the sound on because they're playing like a stupid song, but look at how fucking intense that is, Chad. That is the side of a mountain, bro.
Yeah, that's what they do.
And they do it so good. Like
AI or not, but that's pretty interesting.
Well, yeah, man.
Are those kind of horned animals doing, are they mountain goats? Because they look like, yeah, this looks fake.
It does?
Yeah.
I mean, it just looks too intense to be like, but I think they could do shit like that. I don't know.
I could be wrong, but it looks fake to me, and it doesn't look like the kind of antelope species that or sheep species that friggin' climbs, or mountain goats, I guess I should say, goats that climb mountains because of those horns. It looks like an African, savanna animal to me, but what do I know? I'm not a freaking expert.
It
looks freaking crazy, and mountain goats can, like, they can literally stand on, like, sheer cliffs because on little tiny footholds. It's a wild watch.
They're amazing. Like Alex Honnold hands on their fucking four paws. Yeah, I'm going to bring Brian on now. But Brian, before we have you chat with us, I want you to just check out this video and you could comment on it with us. This is a fun one, folks. And I'm sure we've all been there. Some hot chick is dancing. Guys? And then all of a sudden we want to go rub up on her. I'm not going to play the music on here either. You get somebody in your way. You're like, all right, now let me go. Hey, baby. What's going on? What the motherless? What the dude?
Hey.
Oh, my God.
That's a surprise. And that is a surprise.
Don't lie. You were all right there. You're like, yeah, she's not bad. All right. Yeah.
Hey, it's what up, Brian? It's pretty bearded lady.
It's pretty funny. What's up, fellas? How's everybody doing?
Chilling, man.
Not too bad.
Gracious Tuesday.
I heard you had an interesting Friday. Was it Friday or Saturday night you went to the gig?
This pains me. Yeah, it pains me, Chad, to talk about this. So Live did two shows, or I should say Ed. I should even say Live, right? I should just say Ed did two shows at the Venetian Friday and Saturday. And I was really looking forward to it and went to the show. And immediately I could tell he was completely drunk off his ass on stage, forgetting lyrics. I thought the set list was really bad. And I've always had fun, whether it's just Ed or with you guys, the original members. I've never complained about a show. I've always had a great time. You guys have been my favorite band since I was 12. And I left that show saying, man, this show really sucked. I didn't even go the next day, you know. And, you know, just Lakini's Juice, my favorite song. He forgot the lyrics. He sang the second verse, the third go around. He literally forgot the lyrics to Lakini's Juice. Wow. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Am I in the Twilight Zone? What is going on here? I just think he probably came out to Vegas, got wasted. They didn't do a show for like 4 months. So probably a little bit of rust too. And yeah, I was just really disappointed. I was planning on going both days, but I'm like, I'm not going tomorrow. And the set list was really shitty too. He wasn't playing.
Uh-oh.
You froze up there, Bri. You're
not
up there, Bri.
Really sorry about that. Just saw got a phone call. That's why. Sorry.
Oh, all good.
I was just saying, sorry, I got a phone call. I was just, I'm into more of the songs like White and TBD, which he was playing in the last tour. Now it's turned to other songs like Run to the Water and then Leave the Radio On, which is some new tune he's doing. And I'm just, so I didn't like the set list. He was forgetting looks to multiple songs. His voice didn't sound very good. Yeah,
because it seems like, you know, like you said, they had a bunch of months off and then this is like supposedly a Vegas weekend takeover. Like he should have taken this more seriously. And it seems like this is just par for the course with what he's been doing with Live since the three original members are no longer there. He hires subpar musicians. He's going to. Yep. And listen, I'm all for rock stars partying and having a good time, but do your job first and then go and get fucked up. You're forgetting lyrics to your third album song. Like that's crazy. Go ahead, Chad. I'm sorry.
I never saw Ed forget multiple song lyrics ever.
Neither have I, Chad. I've seen you guys 50 times.
Right. Yeah.
50 times I've seen you guys. Mega fan, as you know, and I've never seen that before. And my friend who had never seen Live before, she's like, wow, that was a really good show. And the whole night I'm like, no, it wasn't. Not compared to what I'm used to seeing with you guys. Listen, I saw Ed 5 or 6 months ago in Reno, saw him in San Diego like 7 or 8 months ago. Great show. Same musicians, but it was a good show. They looked prepared. Ed sounded really good. So it's not that he's not capable. I just think that he just got fucked up and he's just kind of packing it in. And if that's the way his shows are going to be from here on out, I'm not going to go. And it it pains me to say that, you know, even though it's Ed and you guys aren't up there and you know how much I wish you guys were, there's still decent musicians up there. It's not the same, but I have fun. And it was just like, I wasn't even dancing around or moving around. And it was just like, man, what happened here? I know he's in his mid-50s, but it's like forgetting lyrics to one of your biggest hits. Yeah, and it wasn't by accident. I wonder if I could find the footage and I'll send it to you guys, because I wasn't recording it, but I'm sure it's somewhere on YouTube. I mean, you're singing the wrong verses to Lakini's Juice, and like then he realizes halfway through he fucked up, and then he just stops. He just stops.
Are you seeing this, and, gentlemen?
It's crazy.
They were getting something. So this, they might think Ed is a imposter. As they said, are you sure it's really Ed? I saw Ed at a concert where he was wearing his sunglasses. I couldn't see his eyes. They tried to switch a doctor at UCLA and I busted them, or else I would say that sounds over the edge. It's really espionage. Is that possibility, Brian, that it wasn't Ed, it was somebody that they, they unlocked.
Maybe this is, I was thinking maybe it was Michael Stipe, but maybe we'll look into that. I don't know.
Did he try to blow you after the show? That would be a dead giveaway.
That would be Michael Stipe. Yeah, he would probably want to do that. But I love Michael Stipe, though. But I was upset after the show. I was really disappointed, you know, like, again, my favorite band since I was 12, right? And leaving a show, which I never have, and saying, man, that really sucked. That wasn't a good show. I don't know if he's on drugs. I can guarantee you at a minimum, he was very drunk, but I would assume, Chad, when you guys were on tour with him and he was fucked up, he still didn't forget lyrics, right?
As I said, maybe once during one little phrase that he would forget. I've never seen him forget multiple song lyrics ever. So
it just sucks, man. Before the show with my friend. Yep.
I was going to say, I did see that the set list, this is something that we would make fun of bands for doing, okay? Putting your biggest hit last in the encore. We would friggin' go off on bands for doing that, because it's like, it just basically says that you don't have the strength or the performance to hold an audience there and play your hit in the middle of the set, because everyone's going to leave after that. That is a sad mark in the history.
And it's
of life.
Crazy because there's definitely bands like, if you went to see, I know they're not playing now, but say you went to see Jim Blossoms, like you need to hear Hey Jealousy. But everybody going to a live concert, for the most part, I would say like back in the day, 75% of those fans there were diehard live fans, and they would have been appreciative if they went deep into the catalog rather than even play. Like if you left Lightning Crashes off the set list all over you, wouldn't have even cared. We would have rather have heard, you know, like some of those hardcore tracks.
But that's the thing. The songs like White Discussion and TBD and more of the B tracks on Copper, which all the fans love. Instead, he replaces it with songs that, I'll be honest with you, I'm not the biggest fan of. Run to the Water, Freaks. Okay. It's okay, right? I still enjoy it. But he replaced those songs from Copper and maybe like one of your favorites, right? Like Ghost, song like that with songs like Run to the Water and Freaks, and Overcome's a good song. Don't get me wrong. It's great. Yeah. But his voice just doesn't sound like it. So, I just,
Radio hits over regular tracks.
Yeah, I was just, like I said, it pains me to say this. I've never said this with you guys. I've never said this to anybody. I felt like I wasted money, you know, like it was just wasn't a good show. It's a great venue. I don't know if you've ever seen it, Chad, at the Venetian, but I think you guys, the Palazzo Pool many years ago, if you remember.
You did,
I was at that show. But the Venetian, he didn't sell the upper level, not one ticket. And the lower level was not sold out, but the tickets weren't cheap. But I don't care about that. If it's a good show, it's a good show, man. But I don't know. Maybe it was just a one-off hope. But it just wasn't good, man.
Did Zach change the sound on Lakini's Juice? Because I'm hearing Michael Burns said Zach's take on Lakini's Juice sounded asexual, but the next one he said was awful. He meant to say awful. Asexual equals awful.
Oh, yes. That's actually really funny.
That's a good slip up, actually.
You're right. Okay. Right.
Let's be honest, though. He's not Chad Taylor, okay? I don't him in front of. I don't want him on front of the fucking stage. Pardon my French. Stealing the shoot. Nobody knows who you are, okay? You're not the founding member. You didn't write any of these songs. You didn't collaborate on any of these songs. And yet when Lakini's Juice starts, he's on the front of the stage starting that first riff. It's like, dude, just get the fuck out of the way. Stop. Like, I don't like that.
I heard he's not even playing the riff right. I heard the
he's not. He's not, Chad, and it's my favorite song. It's not all about me. I'm just giving you my opinion.
That's the thing about that, though, because Zach is a fucking very good player, and you'd think he'd take the time to figure out the exact notes that Chad Terra plays. I mean, because
at the end of the song too,
doing it right,
and at the end of the song too, it didn't sound like the end of Lakini's Juice. It is what it is. I don't want to sit here and complain about a show, but
if you want to do that on something that doesn't have such an iconic guitar track in it, like maybe you could try to do something there, but that is such an icon. Like that is what drives the song, that guitar part. So to try and change that up a bit is like wacky to me. It just doesn't make sense. What up, Courtney?
Yeah.
Courtney.
It sucks.
red leather dude.
What are you going to do?
What's red leather, dude, Courtney?
So let me ask you this. Was
red leather?
Did you see a meet and greet afterwards? And if so, was it a charge for the meet and greet? Because I heard that's what was going on.
I know that he's doing all these meet and greets for like $400 or $500. Was a joke. I don't need to do that. At this stage in my life, I hang out with people backstage that I want to talk to, like my friend Richard from Filter. We're buds, we're pals. Right. I don't need to go back and say, hey, Ed, good to see you again, and take a picture with him, because I don't like him personally. So, you know, I don't need to do that. I'm not back 20 years ago, but I know how he is. And, you know, I don't need to do that. There's some people, they wear their VIP land. They're feeling important. It's fine. Yeah. They spend their $500 to get 20 seconds with Ed so he could say a fake hello and then move on to the next picture. I don't need to do that. I had third one front for $150 a pop, and which we actually got a pretty good deal on it. Those tickets were going for $600 each before the show, which is insane.
So you got them? Got them secondhand, and they were cheaper?
No, I got them off of Ticketmaster when they first went.
Oh, they got face value
to sell.
Got you.
And then those same tickets on Ticketmaster resale were going for like $600. Yeah,
$600 with a non-sold out venue.
Insane, Chad. Insane. So, you know, it is what it is. I've never left a show saying that sucked, that wasn't a good show. I've always enjoyed, obviously, with you guys and even with Ed, you know, 5-6 months ago. I just thought it was a mixture of probably him being fucked up, not taking it seriously, a new set list. His voice was kind of shot a little bit, which confused me because they haven't done a show in 3 or 4 months. But
yeah, that's strange.
It's like, even if I wanted to play devil's advocate here and like try to come up with some redeeming qualities for Ed, there's really not much I can go on. Like, it just seems like it's a complete money grab, and he's at the helm of live ruining the name that these four guys took, you know, so long to create and make great music. And just by everything you're saying, charging for meet and greets, forgetting lyrics, showing up fucked up to the show, like, it just seems like, do you care about your fans at all? And if you don't, just go back to being fucking Ed Kowalczyk of live and tour that way. Don't ruin the name live and rip away what you guys built up for so many years. Like, the loyalty that they built up with their fans for all these years, he's just burning it for fucking what reason?
He doesn't care about that. He doesn't care.
I don't think Ed cares about the fans at all. No.
I don't know. He doesn't care about any integrity of our legacy. He only cares about that he is, you know, he's the man now. So that's what he wanted. It's funny because I keep seeing like the social media keeps putting up videos like Unplugged, and now I saw Dolphins Cry, where it's only shots of Ed.
Crazy.
Egomaniac.
It's fucking wild, man.
I was just watching the MTV Unplugged, you know, before the show, trying to get pumped for the show, and you know, you wearing your hat backwards and banging on those drums. That was such a great show, man. I feel like that was when you guys were at your pinnacle, right? In the heart, maybe, of Throwing Copper, in the beginning of Secret Samadhi, because that was a great tour. Yeah. On such a fucking great album. But
that was a
great
tour, dude, 97. That was a great tour.
It was so incredible. I remember you guys opening up with Rattlesnake and his voice. And it was, you know, I remember I was watching the SNL when Chevy Chase hosted, and you guys were doing Lakini's Juice, and I'm just I'm watching that and I'm listening to his voice back then, and boy, have things changed now. Right. I mean, I know people's voices get a little, but you know, you look at a guy like Scott Stapp, I don't want to compare Ed to Chris Cornell, but but you look at some voices over the years that have gotten just as good, if not better. So I think maybe it's about taking care of your voice. I don't know, but clearly his voice isn't anywhere near what it was.
I think that's exactly what it is, because he's had some ups and downs, like with his voice over the years, more ups and downs. And then it seems like he does something to get it back together. Like when he's focused on the music, it seems like it could come back. But when he's just dialing it in, it's just like it is what it is, you know.
But maybe we can move on from one depressing thing to another. Maybe we can have a conversation about ice, because all this depression about live is it's really depressing me, you know. So
yeah, man.
I don't know. I'm going to go to another show now. It sucks, dude. Let's talk about something. Let's talk about something really, really happy in Minneapolis and ice. That's a great topic that will make us all. All right. So, Chad, we'll probably do this. But here's the difference between, in my opinion, because I heard what you said about Obama and the days when they deported millions of people. At least in my opinion, they weren't wearing scarves on their faces. They didn't have only 47 days of training. They weren't getting this $50,000 bonus. You're right. Local law enforcement were working with them. But I don't remember the days where they were taking Fourth Amendment rights away and randomly going up to brown people and asking them for ID, asking them for citizenship. Where's your paperwork? When there's no reasonable or articulable suspicion that they've committed a crime.
Well, let me ask you though, Bryce, how do you go? Like, how do you know if somebody's legal or not if you don't ask for papers? Like, I think that's got to be part of the process.
But that's not what our Constitution says. Our Constitution says you have to have reasonable or articulable suspicion that somebody has committed a crime in order to ask them for paperwork or ID. Example, you can't just go up to somebody because of their accent or because of the color of their skin and say, hey, are you legal? You need to show me your ID. Just like you can't randomly go up to someone on the street and ask them for ID unless you have reasonable or articulable suspicion they've committed a crime or if it's a traffic stop.
They were doing that after 9/11. They were doing in New York City, where they would just go up and frisk random people and check for IDs and stuff. That was right after 9/11 that was going on.
And that was criticized as well. You can't racially profile people. Now, I will say this. Maybe we'll agree on this, Chad. As far as the shooting of Renee Good, I think there just needs to be an independent investigation. And then if they find that the officer, it was in self-defense, then I'll live with that. But the problem I have, and I think the reason why a lot of people are upset at that, is an hour after, Kristi Noem says that she's a domestic terrorist. Yeah, I get it. She should have gotten out of the car. I wish she complied. She probably would still be alive today. But there's a lot of issues with that shooting. Whether you agree or not, let's just have an independent investigation and let the chips fall where they may. But right. And I knew we would agree on that. That's my biggest.
What I'm not fine with is that as soon as it happened, we had one video, we had one angle. Everyone's like, she's just a mom. She was doing a 3-point turn. All those things turn out to not be true. But that's what people hear first, and then that becomes their opinion about the situation.
It sticks.
Unlike you, most of these people don't want to hear about an independent investigation. They want to make that first judgment and go, fuck them, they did wrong, that's it, period.
Yeah.
And
so I don't disagree with that,
back to the ICE and the mask thing. They are masked because they're being doxxed by the left. Did that happen back when ICE was doing Obama? No, they weren't getting doxxed. Their families weren't being put into danger because they're just doing their fucking jobs. And as far as their training, I don't know about their training, but they need a lot of people, because we got a lot of people in this country that need to be removed.
Here's what I would say to that. If you need a lot of people or not, you need people to be properly trained. That's a lot of power. The reason why they did 47 days is because Donald Trump is the 47th president, which is absurd.
Oh, wow.
That's why they did it. And you mentioned about people that are, you know, are saying, well, this is murder, or they're making. What about Kristi Noem? An hour after the shooting, she called her a domestic terrorist.
It was hard. It was hard.
I have a solution.
Yeah.
I have a solution, and I've talked about this on the air. I talked about it on OAN last week. They keep complaining, Tom Homan and Kristi Noem, they don't let us in our jails. They're not letting us deport people that are in the jails. Okay, so go ahead and work with ICE and work with Tom Homan and allow people to go into the jails and take people out of there. Fine. If they're criminals, no problem. but work with them and get, we don't need 2,000 people, ICE agents in Minneapolis either. So stop IDing people just because you want to ID them and ask for their paperwork. And, you know, I just feel like there are ways that they can work together. And I just think the way the Trump administration is going about it is wrong. Listen, I'll be honest with you. I thought Renee Good was murdered. And I can give you a lot of different reasons why I feel that way. Starting with
proper protocol. Can I ask you one quick question, though?
Sure.
Did she hit the officer with her SUV?
Depends. Define hit. Was he grazed by the vehicle or was he run over? Or
was he touched? Was he touched at all? Was he touched at all with the vehicle?
So there's no evidence that he was injured. All we have is two unnamed sources from CBS that are claiming he was bleeding internally. There is absolutely no evidence
about that. Okay. I'm just saying, did she physically touch the officer with the car?
He was touched. He remained on his feet with his cell phone in one hand and a gun in the other. I do not believe he had any serious injuries. And if you look at the video, and the New York Times did a great job of breaking down all these videos, when she was pulling forward, she did steer her vehicle to the right. But that's why we need an investigation. Two bullets.
But Brian, here's my question, though, because it sets a precedent, right? So if you're just allowed to graze cops with your car and not be shot at or anything like that, like that sets a weird precedent. And even if you just gun the car at the cop, like you're trying to get away, she handled the situation wrong. Did ICE overreact? No, I don't think so. Could he have handled it a different way?
So maybe. Explain to me. Okay, so if you don't think he overreacted, explain to me the second and third shots that were on the side of the vehicle.
I think he was trying to
through the driver's side window.
She hit him, and then he's like, I don't know where she's going next. Bomb, bomb. He definitely meant to murder her. After that first shot went through, the second two were meant to incapacitate her. She already hit him, and then she's going elsewhere. She could hit another cop, another innocent person. He doesn't know, and it's not his decision to know her brain at that point.
Well, and that's why there needs to be investigation, because I disagree. But here's what I will say. Here's what I will say, right? The cop or the ICE officer had an opportunity to talk to Renee Good when she said, I'm not mad at you, dude. You remember when she said that? That's the point where you say, hi, I'm officer, blah, 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 blah. Here's what we needed to do, ma'am. We're going to need you to get out of the car or whatever they needed her to do. Not only did he not do that, he does everything against training and protocol. And I've talked to law enforcement, current and former. You don't walk to the back of the vehicle. You certainly don't walk to the front of the vehicle. And then after the shooting, let's forget about the expletive, him calling her a fucking bitch. Forget about that for a moment. I think that's interesting. Right after the shooting, you're supposed to be providing life-saving care or at least check her pulse. He walks very casually and slowly to her vehicle, doesn't check her pulse, does anything. Then he walks back to his unmarked vehicle very casually. He's not limping. He doesn't ask for medical help, doesn't appear in any bit of pain. He says, go ahead and call 911, he says to a colleague, gets into his car and leaves. Again, against every protocol. If you're involved in an officer-involved shooting, you're supposed to remain on scene with the weapon. He broke all these protocols. He's received millions of dollars in donations. And the Trump administration decided within an hour, without any investigation, that this justified and she's a domestic terrorist. I'm not condoning her. I'm not condoning. Right. In fact, I've begged people, don't throw stuff at ICE, don't impede traffic, don't do something to give them a reason to do something bad to you. Listen, she made mistakes, but at worst, what she did was a misdemeanor. And
Bryce, so we're catching it from what I'm hearing. Again, like you said, there needs to be independent investigation, but this was going on like 20 minutes before we've seen any video. She was already in the situation, blocking these ICE officers for a while. They already had plenty of interactions with her before this ever took place. So the videos
then we need to see that. All of the video I've seen is she was there for 3 minutes. That's all as far as I know. She had just dropped her son off at school. And my understanding, if worst case scenario, you're right, and she was blocking traffic, even though seconds before the shooting, she was waving cars to go by. But let's just say you're right. She was intentionally blocking traffic. I still don't believe she deserves to die because of that. Arrested?
No, perhaps. She deserves to die because she hit the cop and went towards the cop. She doesn't deserve to die because she blocked traffic. She deserved follow the commands of getting out of the vehicle.
Right. But that's why there needs to be an investigation, because based on the video that I saw before she pulled forward, she started turning her vehicle to the right. But that's why it needs to be investigated. And
I agree. Well, it should be.
If you guys you guys don't want Tim Walz or the mayor or any of these people in charge of it. Fine, no problem. I don't want Kristi Noem in charge either because she already made up her decision an hour after. You need an independent investigation, and then I will live with those results. It's a very sad situation, but here's my criticism. Look, I'm friends with Don Lemon.
Wait, Brian, okay? But let me ask you, will you live with those results? Because I've seen this plenty of times where either on the right or the left, they say this and then the results come out and then they figure out another way that it wasn't done properly. So will you live with those results if it comes out independently?
If it's an independent investigation and they explain it and they hold a press conference, absolutely, 100%. Listen, I didn't agree with the O.J. Simpson verdict. I believe O.J. Simpson was a double murderer.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, I know that'll shock you. But, this get an independent investigation. The problem I have is this, Chad, is that you have so many people that want a full investigation into this church the other day, right? And those people, the FACE Act, they all should go to jail. Go to jail and throw away the key. Okay. If you want an investigation into that, go ahead. But we should also have an investigation into a 37-year-old woman that was shot and killed. I just want consistency. Agreed. That's all I want. And if we have that, then I think we'll be okay. But I guarantee you, Chad, 100%, the Trump administration will not do that. They will not have, they've already made their mind. Todd Blanche and Kristi Noem have already made up their mind. It's very dangerous. And that's my frustration with this whole thing. It's a tragic story. I don't want anybody getting hurt or killed. I want protesters to peacefully protest. But, you just had the chief of police in Minneapolis talk about how some of his officers, when they're out of uniform, he's heard stories about them getting pulled over for no reason, brown people, asked for their documentation and paperwork for not doing anything wrong. That stuff has to stop. I'm not saying that all these protesters are justified, but a lot of them are. A lot of them aren't breaking the law, right? You're allowed to record. Oh, I wouldn't be out there. Listen, I wouldn't be out there. I think it's very dangerous. It's a very dangerous situation. I wouldn't be out there. But I hate what's going on in this country, and I don't think it's going to get any better.
Is the law different per state? Because I'm almost positive that in New Jersey, like, you have to provide ID if you're walking like along the streets. Like, I think if a cop says, I need to see your ID, I'm pretty sure the law is you have to show ID. And if not, you can get ticketed.
Police officer can articulate with reasonable suspicion that he believes a crime was committed, that's in our Constitution. On a traffic stop, yes, you have to provide ID. You have to provide, you don't have to answer any questions. You do have to provide ID, but we can't live in a country. And listen, I agree with Joe Rogan on this. Even Joe Rogan said, it's like Gestapo, where you could just go up to anybody. Where's your paper? I just don't want to live in a country like that. Yes, I want violent criminals deported. Sure, absolutely. I wouldn't have a problem with Democrats working with Republicans. Let them go to our jails.
How do you deport them, though? Do you have to actually catch them in the crime to deport them? Because if you can't ask for papers and stuff like that, how do you know who is who and who you can deport and who you can't?
Well, if you're going after someone who's a violent criminal, someone who is escaped the law, there's a warrant for his arrest or his or her, you're allowed to do that. But this is something else that they're doing. You have to have a warrant.
That's what I'm saying. So it has to be after the fact then. So you basically can't be deporting anybody unless they commit a crime that you catch them in.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't just randomly go up to people all over the place and say, hey, show me your papers. I mean, we're not living in Nazi Germany. No, you can't do that. They're also breaking down doors. They did it the other day. They broke down a door. They shot a guy in the leg who they were looking for, who was a criminal who's okay, fine. But it wasn't a house. Just because you think he's in the house, you need a warrant to break down the door. That's a law.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Somebody's house that was like that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't their house. But like the guy was there.
They did.
Because I know harboring a fugitive wow, that's crazy.
But you still have to have a warrant to do that. I just want them to follow the law. And de-escalation techniques. I don't think it's
sanctuary cities should follow the law and turn over these criminals in the jails to ICE. And then they don't have to go out in the community and find them and then have collateral damage of picking up other illegals that aren't necessarily criminals that are around them that then get deported. One of the biggest problems is that these sanctuary cities fucking will not just go, oh, we have a criminal illegal alien in our jail, let's just turn them over to ICE. No, they turn them back onto the street. What is the purpose of that? I mean, why do Democrats defend that? Why are they okay with it for you know, the mayor.
That's a good question.
The governors, why are they okay with going, oh, no, a piece of shit pedo's in your jail? We're just going to let him back out in the street, and he can just walk around. ICE can go find him wherever he is. It's like, why is that happening?
Because, bro, even if you're against them coming into the jail and stuff like that, wouldn't you agree that they should at least give that information to ICE so that, like, they can make that
decision? I'm not against them going into the jails. Like I said, I think that would be a good bargaining tool. Democrats and Republicans saying, look, you want to go into our jails? We'll let you do that for violent criminals, pedophiles, whoever they are. But take 2,000 troops out of this city and stop harassing people on the streets. Let's work together. If both sides are willing to do that, then I think that would calm the, or at least take those troops, those ICE agents off the streets for a month or two and let things settle down a little bit.
But Brian, again, the reason all these troops are surging to fucking Minneapolis is because of the reaction of the friggin' citizenry that's out on the streets in their face all the fucking time. They just let them do their job. Yeah, there's going to be mistakes. There's going to be things that are done that maybe weren't done properly, but the reaction to it is what's causing now ICE's overreaction to it. That's what I don't understand. They're protesting criminals being removed from their cities. Why are they protesting that?
But you're not against the protesting, Chad. You're against the way they're doing it, right? Like, if they were there just being peaceful and not getting involved.
I'm not against protest. They can have their First Amendment right, but why do they care? Why do they give a shit?
Because
moving criminal illegal aliens from their cities. Why do they care?
I haven't talked to all the protesters, but I've talked to some of them. And here's what they tell me and kind of a little bit of what I've discussed. They want warrants without a warrant, going into homes, breaking the law. They don't want to be able to drive past ICE officers and being harassed, being dragged out of your car. They don't want people that are brown people and people that are speaking a different language to be randomly asked, are you a citizen? Show me your papers. And I will say this, while I don't agree with protesters screaming in the faces of ICE agents and antagonizing, I'll also say this, ICE agents at times are antagonizing as well. There's video the other day of some ICE vehicles. Not Ashley Babbitt. I'm trying to remember the Riley Gaines. Who was the woman who was murdered by an illegal? I'm trying to forget her name, and they put a bill in place. Do you guys know who I'm talking about?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, but the name is escaping me.
Lincoln Riley.
Yep.
They put up a poster on a car on an ICE vehicle that said, say her name, Lincoln Riley. When they were saying, the protesters were saying, say her name, Renee Good. And that's agitation. You're an ICE officer. You have to be above that. You have to be professional no matter how difficult your job might be. So, Chad, I understand what you're saying, but I don't believe that everybody out there is protesting just because they don't want criminals deported. I think these people are protesting is because of some of the things that I'm speaking to. There wasn't gleefulness about it either. Like during the Obama days, you didn't see Dr. Phil with a microphone, right? You didn't see people gleeful and smiling saying, get the fuck out of our country. I feel like some people in this country and those in the Trump administration are full when you're deporting some of these people without due process. And I just think there's a way of going about it while treating people like human beings. And I'm not talking about pedophiles, right? They can go to hell. You can give them the electric chair for all I care. But, you know, if we care about pedophiles, then we can get into the Epstein conversation because the Trump administration has broken the law over the course of the last month. I mean, the last month.
But I have one question for you, Brian. I just have one question for you. So I'm definitely against them going into a random house, you know, without a warrant, stuff like that. Like that you need, but I have no problem for any federal local officer asking me for my ID. And I don't think anybody should have a problem. Like, why would you have a problem with that unless you're trying to be shady about something? So why would you not want to say who you are?
So listen, if I'm at a DUI checkpoint and they ask me questions, I'm going to answer their questions. If an officer asks me for ID, I'm going to show them ID. Why? Because I know I didn't do anything wrong and I just want to move on with the process and get about my day. But that's me and that's you. So the question really isn't whether you have a problem with it or not. The question is, what are your constitutional rights? Now I'm with you. I show my ID. I have nothing to hide. I want to move on with my day and cooperate. But that doesn't mean they have the right to do it. That's all. And if just like an officer comes up to you and starts asking you questions, you can answer if you have nothing to hide and you can go about your day, but it's still your right not to answer. You have the right to remain silent. Right. So we can be uncomfortable, or we can be totally fine with showing our ID. I can tell you it'd be pretty annoying for me every day if somebody went up to me and asked me for my ID. Where's your paperwork? Brian, show me your ID. I'd be pretty fucking annoyed. It'd be a nuisance. I would probably still show my ID, but you know, so point being, so is that,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
ICE well, 80 to follow the law.
So we're all on the same page. You're just looking up from, can you guys see this? It says you generally must show ID if driving, licenses, registration, insurance, but if walking, you only need to provide identification. So you still need to provide if you're walking.
My understanding, and I'm not sure what you're reading that from, but my understanding is an officer can ask you for ID. Right. An officer can ask you for ID, but there's a difference between asking for ID and demanding it. You see the difference?
Okay.
An officer can ask you, okay, but they can't arrest you if you don't show your ID unless you have reasonable or articulable suspicion. And what I'm saying is I don't want...
Okay, now we're getting on the same page. So you're not against them asking. You're against them arresting if you don't produce it.
I don't like them asking either. I don't like it. Okay. Here's why. They're racially profiling. In Minneapolis, they're not asking random white people if they're documented. They're asking brown people, and there's videos of it everywhere. The police chief just held a press.
But wouldn't you say, like, and again, this sucks, but it's like an inconvenient truth that majority of the people that are here illegally will be a darker shade than white. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of just alleviates asking people that you almost can guarantee are here legally. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like, I definitely understand what you're saying. It's racially profiling, but it's for a reason. It's not just because you're doing it because you don't like black people or brown people. You're doing it because, you know, the truth.
Yeah, but you're doing it because a brown person is more likely to be undocumented, but that still doesn't give officers the right to treat people. That'd be like saying, well, black people are three times more likely to commit a crime, so let's treat black people different than white people. No, we live in the United States of America. You can't do that. I just want them to abide by the law, right? I want protesters to also abide by the law, and I think most of them are. Not all of them, but most of them. And listen, if you make physical contact with an ICE officer, if you're vandalized, then you're a piece of shit. You should go to jail. I've been very consistent on that. I don't want innocent people hurt. I wish, and I don't know if Tim Walz has reached out to the Trump administration. If I was at a press conference with Tim Walz or the mayor today, I would say, Mayor, is there any chance that you can reach out to the Trump administration, have private meetings in Washington, D.C., and iron something out so this can end? Whether that's allowing them to go into your jails and deport people, fine. Work something out, because this is really bad country. It's bad on both ends. It's bad for some of those ICE officers who I'm sure are not bad people. It's bad for some of these protesters and their children. I mean, there was a family with a child in a car last week, and they sent those little gas things in the car, and the child almost died. This stuff has to stop. It's
but
terrible
it seems
on both
to me,
sides.
Brian, that Tim Walz kind of has the like ability to do all this. Like, if his officers were going in and doing the deportations, ICE would technically not have to be there.
Well, the mayor tells the police department to stand down and helping ICE when they're in distress too. Like, that's bullshit. And the other thing is, you think this, you know, the Walz and Mayor Fry are all good with this because it distracts from the massive fraud that's happened in their state?
Well, here's what I will say. Tim Walz.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Well, you know, listen, Tim Walz and Frey are now under investigation. These churchgoers, or I shouldn't say churchgoers, these protesters in the church are all under investigation. But the people who I think should be under investigation, not. As far as fraud, I spoke with Nick Shirley about a month ago at AmFest. Nick Shirley didn't expose any fraud. Nick Shirley knocked on a bunch of doors. Most of those places were closed. I'm not saying there's not fraud, but he didn't expose. There aren't any new investigations. And he knocked on some doors of some places that did not commit fraud. And then he made a ton of money off of those videos, and it was pushed by Elon Musk. I'm sure there's fraud going on, but if we really do care about fraud, then we should be talking about the 20 pardons of Donald Trump, where these people have committed over $2 billion in fraud. They don't have payback any restitution. And Donald Trump has basically said, if you support me and my campaign, You could commit as much fraud as you want, and I'll say you've been treated unfairly.
You can say the same thing about Biden. I mean, Biden pardoned 8,000 people, the most mm-hmm. ever.
Some I don't like pardons.
Rapists, some. Well, I mean, agree. Listen, I agree with you on that. But it just gets ridiculous at this point.
I don't like pardons, and there's fraud, and there's a lot of shenanigans going on.
Don't forget, Brian, President Trump also says things like just to fucking kind of ruffle some feathers and stuff like that. Like the whole Gulf of America thing. Like, yeah, I mean, he probably wants to change the name, but I think that's more of a...
He's now threatening to take over another country in Greenland. He's threatening to take over Greenland, and he's threatening tariffs on other countries, which is batshit crazy. He went into Venezuela and kidnapped a president. Why did he... he claims it was because he's a really bad guy, but the drugs and
then strategic moves. We all,
both sides agree that Maduro was an illegitimate president and a dictator. Do you not?
He's a bad guy. I'm not here to defend him, but Donald Trump didn't do that because Maduro's a bad guy. He didn't do it because of drugs, do it because he was a dictator. He did it for oil. They're already selling oil.
Do you want us to have the oil or China or Russia to have the oil? I mean, yeah, okay, it's about oil.
Here's what I don't
have control over the oil.
So what you're saying, I think, is you're okay with another country indicting our president and coming in here, invading our country and taking our president to their country, because that's what Donald Trump did.
What's good for the goose is not good for the gander in this situation. Maduro, like you said, part of it was a ruse. The drugs was a ruse. Getting him was a ruse. But he was also, like Chad said, doing bad business deals with Iran, China, and shit like that. Yeah, if people wanted to try to come through. And do
so
it
if
to
it's
Trump,
about a dictator,
means, try it out.
So if it's about drugs, then why would he pardon a former president a month earlier who brought in 400 tons of cocaine? If it's about dictatorship, why does
it's
he roll out the red
part
carpet?
Of it, the drugs.
Okay, then let's talk about the dictatorship part. If it's he's a bad guy, he's a dictator, then why would you roll out the red carpet for Vladimir Putin and bring him a part of this whole peace gathering that they have?
I think it's strategic, the whole thing. I think he used the drug boats and Maduro as a way to get his foot in the door. But in the grand scheme of things, it was so Iran and Russia and China didn't have control of Venezuela's oil.
I think it is strategic in that aspect. It's about money, because the first person that bought $7 million of oil from Venezuela is a fossil fuel guy who donated $6 million to the Donald Trump campaign. You can look at that. This is about money and nothing else. Maybe I don't believe it's about anything else. I think this is about money. And I think it sets a very dangerous precedent moving forward when we say, hey, you can indict another president and invade their country and steal their oil. I just think it's a very dangerous precedent. And if our bar is, well, we don't want China to do it, so we better do it. Would the same apply to Vladimir Putin? We don't want Putin to invade Ukraine, so let's invade Ukraine. I mean, these are bad people. These are dangerous people. And again, I think it sets a very dangerous precedent.
No, I would have handled that totally differently. If I was Biden, I would have just picked up the phone call from President Putin and been like, okay, we won't put them in NATO, and then Ukraine would have never happened. I mean, that's a direct line from Putin.
I'm not here to defend Joe Biden. I'm very angry at Joe Biden for a lot of different reasons. I think what's going on in this country right now, as we were talking about ICE, and what's going on in this country when it comes to Greenland, which I think is batshit crazy. Now they're claiming they want to pay everybody $100,000. To take over Greenland and the possible use of military force. And if other countries don't agree, we're threatening them with tariffs. I just think Donald Trump is a bully. And that's exactly what he's doing. Oh, and this wasn't about...
But the strategic importance of Greenland is undeniable at this point. I mean, if you want to control Russia and China in on the world stage, you need Greenland. It is the access point for all their subs from their northern ports. It is the flyover point for any of their missiles that they would launch at us and their bombers. It's strategically very important. And you have to look at geopolitics to really truly understand that, and geography. I mean,
I don't deny that.
If Europe could defend them, I don't think America would be hopping on it as much as we are now. But Europe has proven time and time again that they don't really do shit when push comes to shove.
Well, we need a lot of things in this country, right? We need Vladimir Putin to get out of Ukraine. We're not going to start a war with Russia. We need Kim Jong-un to stop testing his weapons. He's not going to stop. Doesn't mean we're going to war with North Korea. President Xi is an evil dictator. It's an evil regime. We're not going to war with China. There's a lot of things that America needs. And I have no doubt that Greenland would be a huge benefit to the United States, but we can't be threatening military force on other countries just because
Russia's over there. It wasn't somebody in Putin's administration, but somebody who's like really good friends with Putin is in public saying, like, if this war is not over in a year, we have nuclear missiles armed at Britain and one other country in Europe. I mean, that's crazy talk to be coming out of a close friend of Putin for a proxy war that shouldn't be going
Donald
on.
Donald Trump campaigned on, I'm going to be the peace president. I'm not going to have any. That's another thing, by the way. There's no regime change in Venezuela. Everyone there is intact instead of Maduro. So there is no regime change. But we were told by Donald Trump he was going to be the peace president. He wasn't going to start any new wars. There wasn't going to be any regime change. You had Tulsi Gabbard just 6 months ago saying, no, Donald Trump, we're not going to be doing this. There's going to be no regime change. We're not doing this. That's why Tulsi Gabbard hasn't been in front of the cameras and not here to do any interviews, because she was speaking up against this just 6 months ago. So this isn't a peace president. He's bombed 8 countries in a year, and he claims he's ended 8 wars in a year. He's literally bombed 8 different countries in just 1 year. So
Iran's nuclear program, I got to do hats off to that. I mean, they shouldn't, you know, be enriching uranium at that level. So we got to give them props for that. Well, I mean,
listen, we got that information from the Israeli government, which, by the way, I also don't trust. It's the same Israeli government that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. It's one of the reasons why George W. Bush went into Iraq to get Saddam Hussein, and we found him with a pellet gun and a candy bar hole. I don't trust Benjamin Netanyahu. I don't. I don't trust the Israeli government. Iran had 2 days to prepare for what they knew was going to happen, and there's surveillance video that we have of 4 or 5 massive trucks leaving that facility. What did they have in those trucks? So I don't think that bombing accomplished much of anything. Even our own intelligence 2 days later in the first report said, yeah, we might've set them back 2 or 3 months. You know, so, listen, what's going on in Iran is
source from the Pentagon, which mainstream media loves to use anonymous sources.
Well, there's two anonymous. Then we have to have it both ways. There's two anonymous sources that said that Officer Jonathan Ross was bleeding internally. So
I don't, like I said, I don't know if that report is real or not. I just know what I saw in my own eyes.
You want the laws followed, but then let's talk about the Trump trial and the 34, you know, felonies that he has. Were his rights violated in that trial?
There's a lot of people that would say that he was over-prosecuted, that these were misdemeanors. People made that argument, but the difference being it still happened in a courtroom. A jury still found him guilty. And, you know, the Jack Smith stuff isn't going away either. If something is proven in a court of
the justice system against a former president, it definitely weaponized the justice system against a former president.
Well, you look at James Comey, you look at Letitia James, you look at what's going on with Tim Walz and Mayor Frey, you look at all the people that this administration have gone after just in the last year. I don't agree with using the DOJ to weaponize anybody. I don't agree with that. I will also say, though, why did Donald Trump didn't help himself? He defied a subpoena for a year in the Jack Smith stuff. For a year, he defied a subpoena. Why would he do that? Hand over the classified information, just like Joe Biden did. When Joe Biden found out that he had classified information that was in his garage, he called his attorney. His attorney worked with the DOJ.
Classified information that he was not allowed to have.
Well,
the president
can
classify anything he wants and have it in his house. It's just that's not how it works.
But there's still a process that you have to go through to declassify information. And there's no evidence that Donald Trump did that. But why did he defy a subpoena for a year? Why would he do that? People complain,
classify that information and have it in his house. I wouldn't fucking comply to it either. If I was, no, fuck you. I'm fine. Good. Thank you.
But you can't just snap your finger and declassify. There's still a process that you have to go through. And he didn't go through that process. The point I'm trying to make is sometimes
Is that factual?
Well, you can look it up. How does a president declassify information? There's a process. And I talked about this a couple of years ago, right? I talked about this at length with people. There is a specific process that you have to go through. You can't just say in the air or send one email that says, hey, we're going to declassify all this stuff. So, okay.
Well, that's declassified. But for him to have classified documents is also allowed to. Like, he didn't have to declassify those. They could have stayed classified. He just was in possession of them. He wasn't looking to declassify.
having highly classified information, and by the way, we know some of these documents were at the highest level, in your bathroom near the shitter at Mar-a-Lago is not very intelligent. Anybody could have seen them. We need to be pragmatic about this. And I'm not as angry at him doing that as I am at him defying a subpoena. Just hand the stuff over and, you know, follow the law. And I want that across the board for everybody. I'm not saying Joe Biden's perfect here, but at the same time, J.D. Vance is the guy who held a press conference last week and said all these ICE agents have immunity. What country are we living in? If an ICE agent breaks the law, he can be investigated by local and state police for a crime. Agreed. Our vice president said every ICE agent has immunity. This is very dangerous. You can't say those things. Number one, it's not true. And you want to talk about examples. If our vice president says you have immunity, then ICE agents out there are going to think they could do whatever the fuck they want to do. And that's just not the case. Everybody should be held to the same standard, especially if you're law enforcement, right? Listen, I'm anti-Donald Trump. You guys know that. I despise the man. I despise the man. I think the only person that hates Trump more than me is Melania, but that's another story. But you know, I just hate what's going on. I hate what's going on.
We can all agree on. Gentlemen, did I share it? Here we go. Brazilian soccer star Hulk just married his ex-wife's niece, making his three children and his new wife first cousins. Now,
okay, that's disgusting.
But hey, now look at the upgrade, That's God. The niece. I think this that is looks the like niece.
The guy looks like Enrique Tarrio, the leader of the Proud Boys.
I don't know who he is, but I just saw the story. So here he is with the kids. And I think this next one here.
He looks like Russell Wilson there.
But so here, look, Bri, the red circle's the niece. And then I think this right here, can you see my mouse? I think that's the wife. So I think he did do an upgrade here.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, upgrade in looks, but not upgrade in family dynamics.
Yeah. How's that going to work around family reunion time?
Jesus Christ.
So how'd you guys meet? Oh, well, she's in my family. I mean, she's the same family.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's weird. Okay. That's weird.
And then I got one more video to show. Well, maybe I have a couple, but this one freaked me the fuck out. This was in Beirut in 2020. There was a... they had some kind of tanker that was filled with something that, they confiscated.
Yeah, it's nuts.
And the thing blows up, and there's multiple angles of it. You guys probably saw this from back in the day, but I don't know if you saw these cool angles. Not that it's cool, but wait till you see how nuts this is. So now you see it's like already caught on fire. And from that far away, it comes through and starts fucking shit up. Now watch, it's multiple angles. Boom, look at that.
That's the big one.
Miles away, it seems like it's devastating. Yalla, Tir.
Good, good, good.
There, get that.
Crazy.
Wow.
I think it was a ship full of ammonium nitrate or something like that.
Yeah, you had the warehouse.
Freaking insane.
Who the fuck knew that could happen like that, man?
That's crazy.
Wow.
Stuff.
I thought Donald Trump farted. That's what I thought it was.
That's what I was saying. Bri, did you hear about the weapon he supposedly used against the Venezuelans, that sonic weapon? We spoke about it last week, but supposedly it brought them to their knees and shit, bloody noses.
Yeah. I did see that. Yeah. What do you guys think about Machado giving Donald Trump? What do you guys think about that?
Hey. Somebody's got to give it to him because Trump wants that Nobel Peace Prize. So somebody's got to give it to him.
The memes, memes are very funny, though. Like you see Daniel's son from Karate Kid handing Donald Trump his trophy. The memes are quite hilarious, actually.
I love that shit.
You know what's sad, though? Man. All this stuff that we've been talking about is very depressing. But what gets me more depressing is that I saw a live show that was terrible. It was awful. So that's actually more depressing to me. Does that make me a bad person?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
It makes you aware.
Exactly. It makes you, your eyes are open and your ears.
Exactly. It makes me wake.
Instead of awake. I like that, Bryce. I got one more
awake,
for you
the
here.
Best of Live. I have that album. That's right, awake, the best of Live.
Right.
They're not a sponsor yet, Bri, but they're working on it. This is a Liquid Death's new commercial. Dude, wait to see if this is funny. Chad and I were talking about it earlier, but this is great.
Not like micro ones, but small ones.
I'm no size queen. I like them small.
The big ones always make me feel like I have to pee.
I made fun of my buddy for having a small one, but then he let me hold it, and now I low-key want a small one, too.
I've never had one at all, but if I did, it would be a small one.
Sure.
When I'm drunk, I want a big one, but only when I'm drunk.
My husband's really into big ones. It kind of weirds me out.
Wow.
So I just sit in a chair and watch him and his buddies just go to town. Meanwhile, I'm just over here enjoying a small one.
Now we have small ones.
Oh my God.
That's a great commercial. That has to play in the Super Bowl. That's a great commercial.
That's what it seemed like. It seemed like it was a Super Bowl commercial because they're usually a little controversial, stuff like that.
You guys remember you remember Aspicream?
Yes, I do.
Some kind of analgesic or whatever. Well, they had this great, for a moment, they had this great ad, and the theme song was, "You Bet Your Sweet Ass." For cream.
A little play on words.
I played
there
a few times and then it went away. I was like, that was fucking brilliant, man. Why are you kidding? I bit your sweet ass.
I love commercials like that. That was very innovative. I like it.
That was good. Good for Liquid.
So, Brian,
very innovative.
Your radio show, it's every day or a couple times a week? How does it go?
Yeah. I wish I could be working a couple days a week. Yeah, it's every day. I'm on in like 45 minutes. Monday through Friday, 12 to 2. And yeah, man, just doing my thing. I got this host from OAN who's doing my show to start. I'm sure it'll be a heated debate. I have a former attorney general who's actually a MAGA Republican who we're going to be talking about Maduro, and he doesn't think Maduro is going to be convicted. So it should be an interesting conversation there. Yeah. That's for sure. But yep. I'm just doing my thing, man. And trust me, I'd rather talk about live and I'd rather talk about music and how Ed's voice is terrible. But unfortunately,
just to let the audience know, they got to go check out Brian's Pushing the Limits radio show. He does it out of Vegas. Like you said, it's from 12 to 2 daily. But you got to go check him out. We get a nice, like, respectful, subdued Brian here. But when he's on that show, he goes ham when he has the disagreements with people. So go check it out. It's a lot of bunch of viral clips that could come from there. I mean, you have good discussions and they're heated and stuff like that. So definitely go check him out. PTL Radio, I believe, is the handle for most places.
Yeah, at PTL Radio Show. How could I be mean to Chad? One of my favorite musicians of all time. So it's impossible. But actually, I like having these kinds of conversations. Unfortunately, on my radio show, they're not as respectful as this. I wish they were. Yeah. But what are you going to do, right? When I call MAGA right-wing buffoons, it does better for me on YouTube. So sometimes I get a little nasty with some people.
Well,
but I
can't.
First of all, I was just going to say I have respect for Chad. I have way too much respect for him.
It's easy, like, for us to have this conversation. I think people could see both sides, like, because we're saying them calmly and stuff like that. So people could kind of, I see his side, I see his side. When it's like a heated like that, people have to take a side right away. So it makes for a better show. But in the end, I think this makes for a better understanding of where the people are coming from.
But I do believe in the end, fundamentally, we all want the same.
Peace.
We want bad people, bad criminals out of this country. I'm on board 100%. We want an independent investigation into the shooting of Renee Good. We all agree on that. I think most reasonable people, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, we agree on these fundamental issues. And if you don't agree on these fundamental issues, I think that's when the conversation is really difficult to have. You know, let's let every officer involved shooting be investigated. And if you're a pedophile or of any type of violent criminal, and you're not from this country and you're here illegally, you should be deported. I think most reasonable people would agree with that, you know? So, yeah.
Beautiful. I think we agree on those things. Excellent.
The one sure. Brian, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just saying, man, and listen, I'm not holding out hope that Chad is on a stage somewhere in a band, whether that's live or I don't care. You, Chad Taylor, Dalheimer, you guys got to be making music again, man. You're genius musicians and you guys got to get out there again. Maybe you don't even need Ed anymore. I don't know, but
they don't.
We'll see how things play out in the future here.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never, all right. Ever.
And,
know.
I think I'm gonna try to come to Vegas sometime in February. So I'll call
hit me up, dude. And we absolutely will not be talking about ice. Okay. We will not be talking about Trump.
We'll talk about maybe music.
Yes. 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 We will be doing that. Maybe some clubs with some ladies. I don't know. We'll see about that. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. Definitely. And maybe, hey, maybe I'll just play you're a good wingman. I'll just play, hey, do you see this guy, this I Alone video? That's him. That's him right there.
That's right.
That's him. That's Chad. That's Chad Gracie. That's him.
If you don't believe him, then ask him for his papers. He will produce them and show you that.
That's pretty funny. All right. I love you guys, man. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. You guys have a good rest of your day, okay?
All right, you
take care. Thank you.
All right.
Brian Shapiro, folks, go check him out. Pushing the Limits Radio out of Vegas, 12 to 2 every day. And he's all over the place. I mean, that was fun.
I was hoping he wouldn't get too animated, and he didn't. It was great.
It was perfect. I
mean, just based on what I've seen in his show and like the Tim Pool thing, he gets pretty animated. But it's good to have a – there's fundamentals that we agree on, like you said. You know,
he won't get as petty as calling your mom a whore, but he'll get that, you know, jugular on you.
No, but I like that. I like that, you know, there are things that we agree on. And that is the problem with some of the extremes of the right and left. Like some lefties don't think that anybody should be deported. Right.
Right. Right.
That's
right.
Fucking bullshit. And then on the other side, like he's saying, there should be an independent investigation into that shooting.
Sure.
100%. Absolutely. So, but anyway.
But it's just funny, Chad, because what makes for more interesting viewing, like I just said this a couple of minutes ago, is when you get those heated discussions and people are going back and forth.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the people watching aren't hearing that other person's side. They're just getting amped up on their person's side. I think when you have something like this, maybe it's not as interesting, but at least you hear where we're all coming from, and it's respectful and gives people, you know, some breath to talk.
Well, that's one of the things I like about Joe Rogan. He has the same kind of discussions with people, you know?
Right.
Differing views in a lot of cases, but it's calm. They present their side. He'll push back, or they'll push back on what he's saying. That's the way conversations should happen. That's one of the problems with like social media and YouTube. It's like everyone wants to have the shouting match and fucking get the most views. It's like, God.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, not a great way to discuss things.
Right. The view and stuff, like, I like having a panel of people on, but you have to be respectful of the person talking, because when you have that double talk over, the person listening can't really hear.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I'll bring up our sponsors real quick. We'll bring on Bobby after that, and we'll start bidding you folks adieu. I'm going to actually do, Chad and I will do a full read on these sponsors soon. But for right now, because we have that's what I want to say at the beginning of the show, and I completely forgot. For our listening audience out there, you do know that we aren't live when you hear it. We have this show, like, you guys get the audio probably about 2 weeks after the show goes live. So anybody who listens to us on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, all that stuff, that is not the live show. The live show is like 2 weeks beforehand. So if you want to come check us out, it's live Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern. You can catch us on Facebook, Twitch, Kick, X, I believe Instagram now. There's a whole bunch of different places. Anywhere you could watch video, Rumble.
Are we live on Instagram now?
I believe today we are. I got to go check it out as I'm doing this. I'll try to do that. But I believe we are. Bobby, actually, if you could go on and check that out while I'm going through a word from our sponsors. I think we might be. I at least had it to be, so I don't know if we are, though. What else? TikTok. We might be live on TikTok today, too, actually.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Live everywhere, baby. Yeah.
We could be live at 8 different places at once, so I took advantage of all. Our sponsors are Eric Javits, Old Glory, and Good Feels. Good Feels are your THC seltzers and drops. Zero calories, baby. Mm-hmm. Get that Good Feels going. Eric Javits, your high-end fashion place. It's good enough for Melania. It's good enough for us. And Old Glory, rock and roll memorabilia, folks.
There you go. Go get it.
Use that coupon code, THEGRACIOUS2. Get 15 to 20% off at all those places. And we're not like a regular podcast that just goes with sponsors that they don't use or believe in. We actually took our time with these. So these are the first three we're presenting to you. So yeah, check them out. Everything's high quality as far as the THC drops, seltzers, as far as the fashion from Eric Javits, and as far as the rock and roll memorabilia from Old Glory, folks. So go check them out. Scan that QR code.
Love it.
And next week I will have the full reads out for us and we'll do it proper. Let's check with the one and only Rob Bobby Yankee before we get off of this lovely Tuesday podcast. What up, Bobby?
What's up, fellas?
What up?
How are
checked,
you?
I just... Oh, what's up?
No, go ahead, bro.
No, I just checked Instagram. I couldn't find us going live, though.
Okay. So might not be there. TikTok, we should be, though. I'll check out. Oh, I can look up top here what channels we are.
I have us running on Facebook on my account, and we're live on Facebook, obviously.
Okay, so yeah, I just see there's a problem with the Instagram one. I needed to provide a new stream. Oh, yeah, that's right. Instagram was a pain like that. But we are on TikTok and the rest of them. So it's TikTok, Rumble, Kick, X, Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. Yes, sir. Bobby, you were away for a little bit. Where were you? What were you doing?
Oh, there we are. I see us on TikTok.
I was in San Fran. Yeah,
can you like TikTok it, Dad?
I was in San Fran, and it's beautiful. But what's going on there, as far as the homeless crisis, the drug crisis, it's a mess. It's really
sad.
We saw encampments. We drove around, so people are allowed to shoplift up to $950 without getting a felony charge.
How much did you steal?
They just get a misdemeanor, and they just get it. Pretty much get to go home.
Oh yeah, no, it's $950 a day, per day per store you can steal.
Right.
Yeah. So there's people per store. Multiple stores. Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're going to multiple stores. It's unreal. And the drug thing, that like they're providing drugs to people. Like they're providing tin foil for people that are smoking whatever, meth or whatever. I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't. When people say New York is bad, it's like it was 100 times worse.
They provide them with all the drugs and the paraphernalia, and then they're saying they're being compassionate. It's like, that's not compassion. You're fucking killing them. Like, getting them help is compassion.
Right.
It's genocide. It is. It's a genocide. Well,
Elon talked about that, and he said that the cities and even the state like to keep the drug addicts going. They know who the drug deals are. They could go easily bust them and remove them. Right.
It's crazy.
But they allowed them to stay there because the drug addicts mean more homelessness, which means more money into homelessness, which then gets funneled into all their buddies and the NGOs and gets friggin', funneled into the universe.
Wake up, people.
Trump said he's going to cut funding to a lot of these blue states next month.
Yeah, he said February 1st, they're not getting funding if they're still fucking sanctuary cities.
If you look at the map of blue states versus red states, it's so small amount. Like, there's so much more red than there is blue.
Yeah, they have the big cities. That's it.
80% is red, and then like 20% is blue. It's crazy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they're all population centers.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. It's crazy how by design it is. And like, that was the part that was like getting me with our viral post. That's up to like 1.3 million views. Go check out our Instagram at @the_gracious_2. What? That's what was getting me about that is everybody, hopped onto race and stuff, not realizing that it's, even if it is a race of people that are there, and they're majority of the people, one, it was done by design. Two, it's not their fault. It could be, any other race of people there. It's a poverty thing and it's a leadership thing and it's done by design. So there, it's not the people's fault that heavily live in those areas, which you want to say it's black people and it's their fault. No, it's not. They might be predominantly the color of their skin in those areas, but they're not the reason for it. It's the shitty systematic leadership.
It is. It's right. systematic. It yeah. is. I got a couple right. things. I have the Judy Garland thing that you were talking about.
yeah, yeah.
Supposedly
well, was, you pick this up, man. That's
well, because great. So there's a lot of crazy shit with the Wizard of Oz, right? So we all know
yeah,
that
no,
supposedly
I know that, yeah.
a midget might have hung himself. You could see him hanging in like one of the scenes. The Tin Man supposedly got cancer from the paint they put on him because they were actually using aluminum. So he actually got like fucking cancer from the paint. And the witch, the green witch, some kind of burnings on her face from the makeup they were using. So
well, initially Buddy Ebsen had a crazy allergic reaction to the paint and he was put in the hospital. He was the original Tin Man. And then Jack Haley took over. Did Jack Haley die from cancer? From the
I
paint?
Believe so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Bobby, so
it's
let me
like
just read this headline
real quick. Curse.
Teenage Judy Garland was repeatedly molested by munchkins on set of Wizard of Oz, according to her ex-husband.
What the
repeatedly,
fuck?
Repeatedly, bro.
Repeatedly?
And they allowed it to happen, yeah.
Well, she couldn't fight these little fuckers off? What the hell?
I heard she was so drugged up, Chad.
Kidding. Yeah. Oh, no, that woman was treated like crazy, man. Yeah, yeah. She was put on a diet of cigarettes and coffee to lose weight. Stuff.
So let me read this a little bit. So in The Wizard of Oz, the lovable munchkins helped Dorothy follow the Yellow Brick Road. Yeah, who doesn't love those? Actually, I never got to try them, but I would. But just like Oz himself, it turns out some of the munchkins may not have been all they seemed. Okay. A new memoir by Judy Garland's ex-husband claims that Dorothy, the actress, was repeatedly molested by some of the actors who played the munchkins in the classical musical. Sid Lethley was married to Garland from 1952 to 65, described the alleged abuse in a new posthumous memoir, Judy and I, My Life with Judy Garland. They would make Judy's life miserable on set by putting their hands under her dress. The men were 40 or more years old, wrote the producers and business managers who died in 2005. Okay, so yeah, it wasn't as sinister as I thought where they were raping and stuff, but they were... fucking trying to finger her and grab her tits and shit.
Putting her hands up her dress and stuff. Still highly inappropriate.
Right. And the director knew about it but didn't care because she's just a second-class citizen at that point. She's a woman and an actress. Somebody who could be abused. Crazy, man. And then her mother grew up to be... Go ahead, Bobby.
Her mother grew up to be what?
Her mother was... what's her face?
Judy Garland's mother?
Yeah, she's a famous actress, dude. If you never knew who it was, dude, wait till I tell you who it is.
I remember that it's someone I can't remember, but then Judy Garland was the mother of Liza Minnelli.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, so Judy Garland is the mother of Liza Minnelli. That's what I'm thinking. Oh, okay. Liza Minnelli. All right. She became a drug addict too, and I think was maybe abused by some Hollywood people. Not sure. But yeah.
Did you guys hear about this project, Project Anchor, where we're supposedly going to lose gravity for 7 seconds?
Only from you earlier.
Yeah. Talk to us about this. When are they saying and for how long are we losing gravity?
And does that mean they're saying for seven seconds? It says when NASA... What is NASA's project that can't...
Wait, hold on before you read,
though,
Bobby. Before you read. So this is anything that isn't anchored down, right? So that means cars are going to be floating for 7 seconds, like anything that's not anchored to the ground.
Okay,
right?
Picture.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I don't know. Like, that's what the paper they found said. It's crazy.
So someone found a paper with
this. All right, so let me get this.
Yeah, and NASA...
From NASA, yeah.
What the mechanism is. Like, why would we lose gravity for at all, and let alone for just 7 seconds, and then it comes back? Like, that's what I want to know.
Right, like, why are they doing it? It holds, blah, blah, blah.
If it does happen, it's going to be a lot longer than 7 seconds.
Well, if it happens, we're all dead.
So gravity holds...
This is what it's talking about. The ocean, the fucking... Yeah, it's
right.
Crazy. Anyway.
What happens if they can't turn it off then either? Like, whatever they did to shut it off for 7 seconds, what if that button doesn't go off and then we're just all floating up into the atmospheric level and then burning up as we...
Well, we won't float. The Earth will spin 1,000 miles per hour underneath us.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Keep forgetting about that. Well,
we still have angular momentum, though. We still have, like, I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
There are some weird things, though, not about Flat Earth, but there are some pictures of, like, heavy dignitary leaders, like, on a plane or something. This could be AI faked, but they're showing, like, a map of the world, like, that's, like, etched out in gold along their wooden, like, paneling on the plane. And it shows, like, you know, Antarctica and then a wider circle around that supposedly there's land out there. Again, I don't believe it, but it's just, why would these people have that map? Like, is it just a gaslighting? Is it just a fuck with you type of deal? Actually, I think that's what it was. It's the UN's map. Yeah. Why is that map, Chad? Has anybody debunked that?
Like, all of them. It's the military. It's all the United States maps.
I can only speculate it's because it shows all the land masses on Earth, but I don't know. Except for
it's called the azimuthal equidistant map. That's what it is.
That's a fucking mouthful. Yeah. That is a mouthful.
Alfredoso Coppadapa. That's what it's called.
Alfredoso Coppadapa map.
All right. Did you hear about
before you go, Bobby, I want to show this for you. This was Bobby's cat, Chad, this from a couple of years ago.
Hold on, you're just gonna talk about Davos, man. There you go.
Watch this cat, dude. Let it replay again. This is crazy. This thing's alive, dude. Watch it. Watch this spark. Holy! Lands on its feet, and its hair.
Look at his hair. You think so?
Yeah.
You think that's AI?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's probably AI.
That could be 240 to 420 or 480 fucking bolts coming out of there.
Is this AI?
Probably not.
Good, Bobby, for what you're talking about. Did you guys see that huge?
It's hard to tell.
You guys see that huge snowstorm in Russia?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. That's
Kamchatka or Kamchatka, whatever the fuck it's called.
I just want to show the audience real quick, Bobby, then you go to whatever you got going on.
I think it got around 9 feet in some places, but the drifted up to look at that. It's fucking insane.
That's insane, bro.
Yeah.
There's people jumping out of 10-story windows, landing on the snow. Like,
I mean, look at that drift right there at the bottom of the screen up onto the building. That is fucking nuts, man.
Insane.
That's about 30 feet right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's nuts.
Well, they had, it was like,
they're skiing.
it was two massive Pacific cyclones that merged into one and like hit that place in the middle of the winter.
That's crazy.
Look at that.
Chad, they're going to get through where people are digging out their cars and the car is, like you said, 30 feet under the snow and they can only dig a path to it. It's crazy. It actually scares me. They got kids on it. Like, what happens if these fucking kids fall through there? And I mean, that's a lot of snow to be, you fall through that, you ain't getting out. You know what I'm saying?
No. Well, it's probably, once it's solid, piles that high, I think it's solid, yeah.
Yeah, but you, damn. I don't know, man. So that's check this out. They're digging towards the cars. And then is it this? Yeah, this guy jumps off.
Like my brother says, like, awesome. Why are you digging out your car? Where the fuck are you going?
Right, they're not getting it out. So check this out. There's a picture. This guy just jumps out the window, like I was saying. He pushes him out.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And if you saw the background as he's jumping out, he's high as fuck.
Wow.
So I guess I got to go back.
I mean, that's one thing to do that. How the fuck are you getting out of the snow now? You got to like swim your way out?
Yeah.
Wow.
So maybe they do go into this cold.
The cold is fucking hitting us over here, too.
I'm coming to Pennsylvania on 24. That's going to be 15, I think, when I get there. I'm like, God damn.
I think we got a big snowstorm coming at the end of this week. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm keeping an eye on the weather. I'm flying in Saturday. So I'm like, oh boy.
Oh, that's the day, dude. That's when we're supposed to get like 14 inches.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to hit Pennsylvania as much. I keep watching all the weather.
So I just want to let people know this is a horrible story. My cousin who died a couple months ago, his father was just burned in a fire a couple days ago. So like a sad, tragic thing. It's my scariest way to die, dude. Like I always said,
God, yeah.
drowning or fire. I don't know like what would be worse, but now I do know it's fire, because at least, you know, drowning you panic, but fire, I feel like you fucking are hurting for a little bit. So his procession, his funeral and stuff won't be this Friday. It'll be next Friday at Kim Mack Funeral Home in Karlstad. So thoughts and prayers out to my fucking cousin, man. His brother just died, and now his father died, Randy Poling. Love you, dude. Sorry you're going through this. Crazy. But, Chad, we've spoken about this, and then Bobby, we'll get to it, but just so I could clear my brain real quick. Listen to how much common sense this dude, listen how much common sense this guy is making in front of some board.
No.
Why?
Because it's inappropriate.
It's inappropriate. My 8-year-old daughter knows it's inappropriate, and yet y'all sit there silent. Cowards. If a little boy follows my daughter in that bathroom and touches her, you will have a new rather of dangers. This is ridiculous. You're opening up opportunity for problems to happen. You either create a new bathroom for those who are confused, or you send them to the staff bathroom. Very simple problem. There is no problem what people do on their personal level. That is not my business, nor your business, nor anybody's business. That is their choice. But I tell you what, I want to prove that you're all hypocrites. Because each of you ladies, I want you to invite your husbands. And let's go to the bathroom. And I want them to watch me watch you use the bathroom. And let's see if they get mad. Because I bet you, you'll get mad when I watch your wife. Your husband will get mad when I watch you. Your husband would feel the same as I would about my wife. Now stand up and do something. You're so scared. It's ridiculous. Every single one of you is cowards.
Wow.
Nice.
These people like that we need. That's the people that.
Yeah.
We need. Absolutely. Yep.
Freaking crazy.
That was me a couple of years ago. I borrowed my niece and got jacked for it and went into that room and did that. Changed my voice. I was like, oh, yeah, no.
Sweet.
I have the worst accents. Don't you know?
Okay.
Don't you know? My southern accent is very Canadian. What up, Bobby?
Did you hear Trump is at Davos right now?
No, he's in
Switzerland right now. Do you want to check out a video about
it? Is the WEF thing happening? Is that why he's there, or what's going
on?
Oh, so he went to the World Economic Forum. Oh, that'll be good. I'll love to see this speech.
Yeah.
Well, you want to watch this?
Sure.
Go ahead, put it up. If it gets boring, we'll take it down.
All right, so it's shared, John.
Yep. Give me 1 second. I was just grabbing another video. Cool. There we go.
Yeah, he's talking about Greenland.
You clicked it off. There we go.
White
clicking
House.
It back on. There you go.
President Trump leaves tonight for Davos, where European allies hope to de-escalate tensions over Greenland. But the president is making clear he's not backing down.
Let's put it this way. It's going to be a very interesting Davos.
Ahead of the summit, President Trump posted a series of eye-catching social media posts, one image of him planting the American flag in Greenland.
It is not easy when we wake up every morning to new threats.
Another revealing a private message from French President Emmanuel Macron saying, I do not understand what you're doing on Greenland. At Davos today,
well, you wouldn't. You're a bad leader.
The president's newly threatened tariffs on allies over the issue.
An endless accumulation of new tariffs.
This idiot wearing glasses.
That are fundamentally unacceptable.
At the fundamental
level. Even more so when they are used as leverage against territorial sovereignty.
In London,
is this guy retarded, bro? That's exactly how you use tariffs, as leverage. You moron. You don't deserve to hold that office. You Fruit Loop.
Nice,
it's just crazy, bro. He's sitting there spewing garbage, and people are like, I will vote for him. I'll vote for him again. Fucking retards, man. And I do mean retards. One more thing, man. Our lovely press secretary.
Defending ICE agents generally. And earlier on, Secretary Noem spoke to the media, and she said, among other things, that they are doing everything correctly. 32 people died in ICE custody last year. 170 U.S. citizens were detained by ICE, and Rene Good was shot in the head and killed by an ICE agent. How does that equate to them doing everything correctly?
What a loaded question, but let's hear how she answers this bad boy.
Yeah.
Was Rene Good unfortunately and tragically killed?
Are you asking me my opinion? because an ICE agent acted recklessly and killed an unjustified.
Oh, okay. So you're a biased reporter with a left-wing opinion.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah, because you're a left-wing hack. You're not a reporter. You're posing in this room as a journalist. And it's so clear by the premise of your question. And you and the people in the media who have such biases but fake, like you're a journalist, you shouldn't even be sitting in that seat.
Bam.
But you're pretending like you're a journalist, but you're a left-wing activist. And the question that you just raised and your answer proves your bias. You should be reporting on the facts. You should be reporting on the cases. Do you have the numbers of how many American citizens were killed at the hands of illegal aliens who ICE is trying to remove from this country? I bet you don't. I bet you didn't even read up on those stories. I bet you never even read about Lake and Riley or Jocelyn Nungre or all of the innocent Americans who were killed at the hands of illegal aliens in this country.
Yep.
And the brave men and women of ICE are doing everything in their power to remove those heinous individuals and make our communities safer. And shame on people like you in the media.
Damn.
Who have a crooked view and have a biased view and pretend like you're a real honest journalist.
I love it, bro. That was she nail on the head. Yeah, but it's like, that's what you need to do. You need to call these fuckers out in real time and say, what you're asking me is bullshit. It's a biased question. And how dare you not report the facts and bring your own shit into it? How have these people not learned yet, bro? It's like, I understand what you're trying to do, but we're all fucking hip to it. Start telling us the truth. Start asking real questions. Start asking questions that could maybe help your case, but don't try and fucking bloat it up with gotcha questions that don't amount to shit, because that accomplishes nothing.
Sorry. Nothing. All right.
All right, boys. Gracious Tuesday, Bobby.
I got a couple of pictures from San Fran from the hotel, cool. From the airport. This is
bring
actually, let me see, where the fuck did it go? I just had it. This is the tower. It's freaking beautiful, right?
That looks like a CIA building.
Right? It's cool, right?
Very futuristic.
They had this coffee dispenser, robotic. Like,
nice.
You can make a perfect cup of coffee. It's crazy.
I got one of those in my house. It's called a Keurig.
Here's this is the look at this. This is funny, bro.
Somalians only stole like $9 billion with fake daycare centers. I feel like everyone is way overreacting. These people need to take a chill pill and learn how to forgive. You're right, Tim. It is not a big deal. This devil white people are just looking for things to be upset about. Oh, I know, Ilhan Omar.
That was dumb. Anyway, was that a fake South Park?
No, that's political cartoons that follow that guy on Instagram, too. It's hilarious.
All righty. Bobby, you want to say goodbye to the gracious audience?
Goodbye, everybody. Share, like, subscribe. Keep on watching.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
Eight.
Yeah, that's the most important part, folks. Please subscribe and share. Mm-hmm. Sharing is caring.
And like.
And like. And comment.
They all help. Everything helps. It all helps.
Get that algorithm jumping, folks. All right. Another gracious Tuesday. We do have a guest next week, I believe, but I'm not sure off the top of my dome who it is, but it's somebody cool, folks. We're going black, Mr. Gracie.
Later. Thanks, everybody.